This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Silver, Le'ilu Nishmas Tzipoyre Bas Moshe HaKoyen. Gimel Sivan, 9th of June, Rabbi Benji Morgan. Why do we keep Shavuos on the wrong day?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Rabbi Yankel, for your introduction, because that's exactly what we needed to start. Okay, fine, say that. It's interesting because in the Olam HaYeshivas, Shavuos is very much a Yom Tov which is celebrated at its extreme. What I mean is that usually Pesach and Sukkot were away from Yeshiva, but Shavuos, we all remember, is a time when it's one of the Yom Tov when you're actually in Yeshiva. Yeah. And what greater way or place to celebrate it than in a Yeshiva? Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But you can imagine my shock when I stepped out of into the outside world, especially in the job which I'm involved in, which is dealing with people who are not yet from yet, then you suddenly realize that a lot of people don't even realize or know or have heard of Shavuos. Shavuos is the least known Yom Tov to someone who is not in the from world. A lot of people, they don't even know there's such a thing as Shavuos. They've heard of sitting in a sukkah, they've definitely heard of sitting by a seder, they've heard of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah. And it kind of baffles me, why is Shavuos being always so neglected? Well, today we might find out that Shavuos was kept on the wrong day. It's been kept on the wrong day, maybe that's the reason. But realistically, I actually think the reason is because we've turned, as Rabbi Yankel just talked about, we're grappling to hold on to something for Shavuos in terms of ritualistic custom. Right? People are looking for a bit of cheesecake, they're looking for a flower, for some flowers, for some chayas, for ofas now. You know, we're always looking to hold on. In Pesach, we're very clear. Pesach Matzamorah. Rosh Hashanah, you've got the shofar, you've got the apple and the honey. Sukkos, well, you're enveloped in a sukkah. And Shavuos, people are kind of struggling to hold on to something. So I think that today, just to try and dig down into exactly a little bit, some shocking facts and some interesting ideas into what Shavuos actually is. Is it actually a celebration of Matan Torah at all? What day Matan Torah started, was given, and actually what day Shavuos is. And then I think that will take us a bit onto a journey of two other points, which is when Mashiach comes, also going on to what Rabbi Yankel spoke about of, I don't know how you prepared this, is that you set us up for this year, it's amazing. Is when Mashiach comes, as Rabbi Yankel went to the Pasuk, what's the world going to look like? And where does technology play a role in that? And finally, I think the most important thing is, the take-home point will be, what is the most important point to celebrate on Shavuos based on these different shittas that we'll look at? What actually is the celebration of Shavuos? Is it a celebration of Matan Torah? Is it a celebration of the end of the Sphira? Or maybe something else entirely, as we'll see from the Marsha. So, the journey begins with the Magen Avraham, Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet. He asks the Kasha that a lot of people aren't even aware of, but if you make a cheshbon, you'll come up with the question yourself. We know that Klal Yisrael went out on Tesvov Nisan. That was a Thursday, 3,338 years ago. Thursday, just after Chatzos. So as Klal Yisrael left, they went into the Midbar and arrived at Har Sinai. And when did they receive the Torah? As the Gemara says, everyone agrees that the Shabbos Nitna Torah. Which we say on Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. 51 days later, Thursday to Shabbos, 7 weeks, 2 days later, was when Klal Yisrael received the Torah. So your question that you've all got is, 51 days or 50 days? That's exactly what the Magen Avraham asks. Magen Avraham says that actually, it turns out that Sunday night is not the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That Moitzah Shabbos is not Zman Matan Torah Seinu this year. It's Sunday night. It's the second day of Yom Tov in Golos, which actually means, if you make Cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael, as they make Havdalah, that's when Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah. Right? So that's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. It's a good Kasha. So he brings the Teretz for Sefer, that Sarma Moros, something that we need to understand a little bit better. That it's, it says, Zog the Sefer Maamoris Shabbat, Lirumoiz Lono Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios. That the whole idea why we keep Shavuos on the 51st day, on the 50th day and not on the 51st day, is to be Maramas that one day Klal Yisrael is going to go into Golos. And when they go into Golos, you're going to have an issue with Edim coming from Shluchei Beis Din and Edi Re'ir coming into Golos. So because of that, we will now keep the second day Yom Tov as the Ikar Yom HaChag in order to remember and in order to remind us of the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golos. But the Chik Yaakov asks the Kasha, which we kind of were around this to, in that case it actually doesn't make sense, because what it turns out to be is that in Eretz Yisrael, they're actually not keeping Shavuos at all. Bishlema in us, we say, okay, it wasn't the first day, it's the second day. Other than Yom Tov, it's ideally the first day, this is the second day. But for the Chik Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, they're b'chlal not keeping Shavuos on Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So, the other question we also need to understand is, why punct on Shavuos did they decide to be Meramos to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios? You know, okay, fine, so even if we go with the answer that the Magen Avraham brings, it's a little bit disconcerting. Why punct on Shavuos? We have to understand, why punct on Shavuos was it that here we needed to remind you of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios? So the Chasam Sefer has a different issue. Chasam Sefer in Beit Zadal Don Beis, Der Maskel Itma, he asks a different kasha on this teretz. He says, here we are, celebrating Simchas Matan Teresenu, Zman Matan Teresenu. And what is the thing, in typical Jewish style, like breaking a glass under a chuppah, what is the thing that we're trying to, as we celebrate Zman Matan Teresenu, Zman Chiras, remember the Zman Golias. Remember, we're not going to keep it on the 50th day, we're going to keep it on the 51st day, to remember that one day you're going to go into Golos. When you go into Golos, then you're going to be living far away. And we're living far away, then the Shluchi Beis Din won't be able to come. So what type of thing is this, Magen Avraham? Let's finally just have a celebration. We're waiting in 50 days of anticipation for Zman Simchas Matan Torah. Why do we remember Golos? So he actually answers a different, he says no. Chasam Sofer has a twist on why we keep arguing with the Magen Avraham. He says the reason why we keep Shavuos on the wrong day is not to remember Golos, but rather to remember Geula. Because he says, when Mashiach comes, then, as Rabbi Yanki said, the world's going to look different. Eretz Yisrael will look different. Eretz Yisrael will be nispashet. You'll be living in South America, potentially, but still be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Eretz HaTzvi will be much bigger than Eretz Yisrael is today, and therefore Shem HaOsid, for when the Golos comes, and we'll be sitting somewhere maybe which is very far away from Yerushalayim, then, sorry? Even when the Geula comes, yes, even when the Geula comes, then we'll still need to be able to have those that extra day. Minchas Chinuch also in Mitzvah Shin Tet said, Ba'asid Lobby, there'll still be Alidei Eidei Re'iyah. But the question that we all have sitting in 2016, is that it's very nice at the Chasam Sofer's time to say that when the Geula comes, we won't be able, we'll still need to take a few days for the Edim to come. We know, with modern day technology, that not only would they be able to get on a plane, but there's so many other mediums that could be used through a telephone call, or radio, there's something called email, whatever these things are, we would be able to get the message across. And with encrypted technology, you would manage to be able to completely know 100% it's these people. So the chayr, it's a shvekai on the chasm sefer. So I heard from Chaim Kaufman, Zechayin Lebracha, he said that he had met Rav Moshe Wolfson, who had gone to ask Rudel Horowitz this question. He says, what's the chasm sefer talking about when he says that when Mashiach comes, that we will be unable to know for a few days? He says, now we live in the age of a telephone or a radio, we can communicate. So he said, Rav Moshe Wolfson told Rav Yudel Horowitz that he was davening at the tzion of the Chasam Sofer, and it came into, he had this kasha, and it came into his head what the answer was. He says that the Chasam Sofer was so convinced that Mashiach was going to come in his lifetime, that he didn't even need to worry about what future technologies were. But that actually makes the kasha even stronger, because if that's Rav Moshe's answer to the Chasam Sofer, then actually nowadays how we are supposed to deal with Chasan Sefer, which seems to imply that it's all our Shema Osir, it's all our Shema the Geula, and the Chir, when the Geula comes, we will be able to keep just one day, because even if there's Eretz Tzvi, the world has become a global village with modern technology. Yeah, but I'm saying
it's not the whole world. It says Adnahar Pros.
First of all, there's machlokes where how big it is. But even the Nahara Pros is further than Eretz Yisrael is today. So the Chasam Sofer's answer. No, that's the Chasam Sofer. No, you're asking on the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that it will be a bit further away. You're saying how far will it be? Okay, Yesh Ahadidig. But the point is that it's going to take a little bit longer. So therefore, you've still got a musul. So I think that we need to come back to this question. First of all, why punct by Shavuos? And second of all, but going back to this whole Mashiach thing, I was just trying to kind of grapple in my mind. We know the Rambam, famous Shitzas Rambam, that when Mashiach comes, then the Olam Kamin Hogli Noyheg. And even, obviously, that first of all, there's Machloikas, when Mashiach comes, will the world look like it is today? Or are we going to be living in extraterrestrial bodies, which are no shaykhas to anything that we consider normalcy? So according to the Rambam, then you've got a shverkeit on the Chasam Sefer. If you chiluk on the Rambam anyway, and when Mashiach comes, the world's going to look very different, then who says there will be technology? But I think it's also a hashgafic question as well. I learnt in several different yeshivas when I was during my time in Eretz Yisrael. The first yeshivas I spent time in, I think according to his shitta, we've answered the Chasam Sefer. But according to the other shitta, which I heard from a different Rosh Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, then we've still got the Shverkeit. So I spent a few years learning in Rabbi Kaplan, who's a Talmud from Rav Yeshua. He's got a big yeshiva in Yeshivas Kodshim in Yerushalayim. And the first shmooze that I came into, having spent a few years in America in Pesach, the first shiur that I came into after that in Rav Zvi Kaplan was a shiur on technology. Rav Zvi Kaplan's shitta was that not only is technology the worst thing that's ever happened to the world, if Chazal would have realized where it would have come to, then the Gedolim, he said in this shiur, would have, and I quote, he said they would have banned the telephone had they known how far it was going to come to. So he says that the worst thing that we have, forget mobile devices, the fact that someone's got access into his house, he can't sit, he's just got people bombarding him, we've got doctors here which know that. It's the worst thing that's happened, forget everything else. Then a few years, so the Shaida is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, but in his words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a lot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also allowed for the Baal Po'er to exist as well. That doesn't mean that we should go and serve it. So that's his shitta. And again, nothing that's said today in the shir reflects anything that Torah Way holds, or that... the other shitta that I spent when I got my smicha from Yitzchak Berkovich shitta in the Jerusalem Kollel, his shitta was that faket, we've got technology, we need to use it, right? And faket, if you use it properly, then it's unbelievable. Think of the people that can phone in after today's Shia, people can listen to recordings, people who all over the world can just with the click of a button. Yes, does it have its dangers? Of course it has its dangers. But unlike the Baal Po'er, he would consider it to a car. Is a car a weapon, a dangerous thing? Of course it is. But if you get a license, you use it correctly, it can be used for many good things. Okay, those are the two different shittas, which could therefore be, even in the shittas of Rambam, the Shail of Olam Kamin Hagei Noyheg. The Olam Kamin Hagei Noyheg means that there'll still be a complete removal of all evil. And the Shaila is, what is that removal of all evil going to look like? Is it going to look like the cars, or is it going to look like the Baal Po'er? So I leave us to think, but it seems that if that's the Pshat of the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer was siding with Rav Zvi Kaplan, because he seems to hold that when the Geula comes, we're going to need Edom on the back of horses going all the way through. Okay, that's just something on the side. So the Shaila that we have is, why punct on Shavuos did we have to have this remembrance for Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius? Why was it punked on Shavuos that we've got this idea? Now it happens to be that I was preparing this, and I was in Eretz Yisrael last week, and Hashkocha had it that one of the questions, I was giving some shiurim in the Yeshivas Or Sameach, and one of the questions that one of the Bochurim asked me was exactly nagia to this. He said to me that as he went through his journey of becoming more involved in Yiddishkeit, He had to understand every single part of it. He wasn't just going to take it just because some rabbi with a black hat told him it's true, wasn't going to be enough. So he actually spent 4 years of his life looking into the understanding, the sources, the historical, the possible explanations of where this had come from, the fabrications of where potentially, etc. And he told me there was one point in his journey that he was walking through the streets of Yerushalayim wearing tzitzis with tchelis on and no kapel, right? Because where he was up to in terms of his understanding of Torah Shebe'al Peh and Torah Shebe'chsav was that the kapel was somehow made up, but the tzitzis and the tchelis, etc., etc. Okay, Baruch Hashem, now he's a from fully committed Ben Torah. But it's interesting is that as you meet people in life, one comes across people that say, yeah, I understand the biblical thing, but who says rabbinical? What are all these rabbis doing, etc.? So perhaps this is just an idea that I was going to put forward today. Is after speaking to him, I was thinking that maybe we can fast track this guy's 4 years.
Yeah.
And within inherently Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put something there to say that Yom Tov Shemi Shel Golius, which is something which was given by the Chachamim, is Torah too. Right, the idea of Loisosor being embedded within the Torah, what better way to put Loisosor than in Shavuos itself? Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, says the Magen Avraham. You're going to start saying, I know, and it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Yeah, but what type of Torah did they get? Did they get the Ten Commandments? Did they get 613? I don't see anything about all this nonsense. The rabbis, what's all these different Heksherim, right? What's all these different things? Like the rabbis just making things up. So the Torah says, no. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, right now. You'll see it's embedded in Kenzai, and that's the Pshat, in the Magen Avraham. Why punked on Shavuos? Because that's good for the idea of Masorah and the idea of Chazal is deeply embedded in the Torah Shebe'al Peh just as much as the Torah Shebe'chsav. The Maisa, Chasam Sofen, Shuvah Yoredea Reish Nun, he says that it's actually the whole idea of Shavuos being 2 days is not a Sveika Deyoma question. Right? Because the Torah says that you just need to Basparta Lechem, you just need to count 50 days. That's all you need to do. So if you want to know when is Shavuos, look when Pesach is, and count 50 days.
Right.
So why Bechlal, the whole idea of keeping 2 days Shavuos doesn't make sense. Eidei Re'iyah, after the end of the Chodesh, couldn't come and undo what was done previously. So by the time you get to Iyar, and definitely to Sivan, you know which day Shavuos is going to be. There is no... So therefore, what is the whole idea of keeping Shavuos 2 days? Now the truth is, that actually enhances even more. Now that we're saying that actually the whole idea is, it's to Meramas on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, it actually has no shaykhus to the Sveika de Yoma that usually exists with the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. It actually is just there as a symbol, as an icon, as a Kazora Eva Kadesh. Remember, there's such a thing as Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. But the Chasam Sofer says that the whole idea of keeping 2 days is kedei lechazik sha'ar yomim tovim, right? And it's not a sveik of the yomah. And it's actually more chomor, and lechira will have some halachic ramifications. But he's saying the whole idea is to be mechazik the other 2 days of Yom Tov, the Chasam Sofer says. The whole idea is to remind us of the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, which will be La'asid lavoi, which means that it's not like when we keep 2 days of Sukkos, first 2 days of Sukkos, we've actually got a Sveik of the Yoma. And there's all sorts of halachas which apply to Yom Tov Sheni. But according to this, it's much more like Rosh Hashanah. You know, Rosh Hashanah, we know it's a Yom Arichti, we say the Kedusha is Yom Arichti in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And the Chasam Sofer actually in different Shuvah, Yoredei Reish Nun, he is marich on Mila Shalopis Mana on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius. Where the Rosh, there's a machlekas Rosh and Shach. You have a Mila Shalevis Mano, or a Yetzer Teifim, and it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. So usually you won't be Machal Shabbos, but now it's the second day Yom Tov. The Rosh is Machmir, the Shach is Mekel. Can you do the Bris Mila on that day? So, Lechayra, according to the Chasam Sofer's own understanding, that the whole thing over here is not Al Sveik Adiyomim, but rather this is a Kavios Zman. Then these 2 days of Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, will come out, according to the Chasam Sofer's understanding, more chomor than any other day of Sveika Diyum. Because usually, we have a Sofok, we don't know, do you do it, don't you do it. So because of that, we end up with a situation where we have to be Machmir. But because of the, or have to be Mekel. But because over here we're discussing, the Chasam Sofer says, no, you actually know this. The Maaseh, the Britz Gerov, in on the Pasuk, Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh, in Parashas Emor, he says that That's good for what the Torah is referring to. It says, Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh. What's mean by Shavuos, Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh? Is because it will be but exactly on that day. If you count 50 days, there's no Sveika, the Yom by Shavuos. It's Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh. It is exactly on that day. Which therefore might mean that even those that go like the Shach on a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios, according to the Chasan Sofer's understanding, and the reason why we keep the second day, and that's not just because of Sveik Diyom, but actually it's there because we count 50 days, we know what it is, but it's there almost to make a point. It's the principle of the matter, then it could be that you'll have to be Machmir. And actually it's interesting because my Chavrusa, Shua Frikos, he just had a baby, he had twin baby boys, right? Just to make it double Shaila. He had twin baby boys. But it's going to turn out to be on the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios. So Luyitzuya, they would have had it. I don't know what their situation is. But let's say it was a Yetzer Doifen, then it would mamash be this Shaila. Mamash this year on Shavuos on the second day of Yom Tov. Is that something that you'll be that on Shavuos on the second day that you'll be machmir on? The Magen Avraham is Moisif.
So why would you be more machmir?
No, because the whole idea over here is that usually we've got Achleikas Shach and Rosh, right? So usually the Shach is, it's a Sveika Diyoma anyway. So when it's a Sveika Diyoma, then you could be Maker like the Shach.
Right.
Over here, the Chasan Sofer is saying that it's not a Sveika Diyoma. This, the whole idea of the 2 days Yom Tov, you can count, like the Brisk Ross says, you know from 50 days earlier exactly which day. So why are you keeping 2 days? Because we're making a principle of this. We're making something here to, we're actually being Kaveh this as a Chag. It's a kviyas din. It's not a din speaker. It's a vadai. Keep these 2 days so that you can remember for everything else.
Here from the 50 days started.
No, but you don't no longer have 50 a speaker here and 50 days started because once you come to the end of the chodesh, we never undo it. Once you get to the end of the chodesh, we'll never undo it. If Eidim come 2 months late and say, "Oh, we saw something," it's too late.
So yeah, but sure, it's 50 days after Pesach, not necessarily.
Yes, but what I'm saying is by the time you get to 30 days after, or 15 days after Pesach has gone by the time you get to the end of Nisan, there's no undoing. By the time you get to, let's put it this way, usually we have a Sveika Diyoma. Was it this day, was it that day? You've got 2 days. By the time you come to the end of the Chodesh, you have no Sofik anymore. The reason why you keep it is because you can't wait till the end of the Chodesh to start to go back to the middle. But once you've gone past it, you know. There's no undoing. It's like when you send someone an email. So if I don't hear back from you, I'll presume that you're happy with this. Right? So you can't act until you don't hear back. So if I don't hear back through this deadline. Right? Now you have to wait till that deadline. You can't act until then. But by the end of the Chodesh, that deadline has passed. So now you no longer have a suffer.
But I still don't know when was the 15th or 16th of this.
Well, when the 8th of... No, but with the 8th
of... Suppose speaking of... Which is first debate, which is second, which is yeah. When the first debate is, say Sunday or Monday, we don't know. We still do, we never know. Right. Or do we know?
No, we do know. That's the thing, it's Niskalon HaMafreya. It's Niskalon HaMafreya. By the time you get to the end of the Chodesh, you always know whether you kept. That's why we keep 2 days, is that you always knew, it was the 15th or it was the 16th. You always know that by the time you get to the end of the Chodesh. You just can't wait to the end of the Chodesh, like you can't learn Erevin until you've learnt it. So that type of thing.
If somebody started counting, say, second of Pesach, 16th of Nisan, and then later you start, you should have started.
You have to understand. You're thinking from our Luach, which is Kavua now. In those days, they kept 2 days because it was Mamash HaSofik, so they didn't know. But by the end of every Chodesh, they'd get a management accounting report. They would know where they were up to. So by the time you get to Shavuos, you don't have a Sofik for 50
you
still days.
You keep 50 days.
No, you don't keep 50.
If I was told, you made a mistake, you should have already started.
No, it wasn't a mistake. It was one of 2 days, and you kept both days. That's what we do. We keep 2 days. It's not like, I was in my car that day. You would never do that. That was why we built that in. But now that you get to 50 days later, you know whether it was the 50th day.
I think the first appointment was the right day.
That's exactly what we used to worry about. That's the thing. So the whole thing was counting for those first 15 days of the Omer. It's not like if tonight is one, or if tonight is second. That was the whole sukkah. That's exactly what happened. So the Magen Avraham is Moisiv, that, and I need to look into this further. He says that the Rebbe Shleilom wanted to have Shavuos on the 50th day, on Friday. Moshe Hosef Midaitoi, to the 51st day. He says, when we keep Shavuos, you know what? We keep it to what Hashem wanted. So this man Matan Torah Seinu is because, although the Torah wasn't given on that day, says the Magen Avraham, it should have been given on that day. And therefore, the Zman of the Oyer of Matan Torah is on that day. But Amaisa, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's half a minute is something which we need to think about. It's like, always when you come to Sukkah, it's like, but what was the half a minute? Even a half a minute means that there's an Oyer. By the way, for us it actually works because we keep the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu's, which goes into a whole different discussion also which we can't go into today, about the whole idea of Shavuos being 2 days on Teresh Rechsav and Teresh Valpeh, which fits in very nicely.
Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to delay it?
So that's just we don't have time to discuss. But the Magen Avraham talks about it, but that's the whole sugya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give it on him. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Echad Midaitai. The Maisa we can see from the Marashah maybe why. The pre-Kodosh, the pre-Rosh, the Rosh and Simon Tzadivov, say something else radical. They say that the Yom Tov of Shavuos, if you look in the Torah, doesn't mention Zman Matan Torah Seinu. I know we're so used to it being Zman Matan Torah Seinu. If it doesn't mention Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Torah doesn't talk about it being Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Zman Torah says, Sfaratim Lachem, and their best way is, and you count 50 days of the Omer. Shavuos is the end of the Omer, right? So they say, what's your kasha? 5th, 6th, 7th of Sivan, what's the Shaitas? Happens to be that these two beautifully coincide in the same way when it comes to Omer, it's not the whole Omer is not about the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. Happens to beautifully coincide. The Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, before the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, there was also something called Sfiras Omer. You speak to people about Sfiras Omer, what is Sfiras Omer? People get, you know, they start telling you all sorts of things. Don't shave, don't have. That's no shaykhus, it's a Zman Sfira, right? So it's Svaratim Lachem. So if the Pri Chadosh, what's your kashad? This is no shaykhus. But Amaisa, the truth is that one cannot neglect the fact that it has now become the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and I think that Athal Pike and the Magen Avraham still has a kasha, because once you've gone this far, the Chir, we should have some type of understanding of where it's coming from. The Marashah and Avodah Zarah given on base, time goes fast when we're having fun. But the Marashah and Avodah Zarah given on base, he says something fascinating. He says that we're not remembering Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Of course, we know that on the 51st day was the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But he says, what is the ikkah for Shavuos? What is the take-home point that we're supposed to walk out from Shavuos? So for most people, they would say, this is the time when we receive the Torah.
Right.
Says Marshall, no. This is the day when we reach the pinnacle of our hachana for Matan Torah. He says, the day that we celebrate as Shavuos was the last day before the Yidden received the Torah. That's the day. Otodos is the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Because Torah is not about getting to the bottom line. Torah is not about what degree did you get. Torah isn't about what results did you achieve. It's all about that hachana. It's all about the effort that you put in. Says the Marashah, you want to know why is it that we keep Shavuos on the day that we didn't receive the Torah? Because it's not about receiving the Torah, it's about preparing to receive the Torah. So Emele says that the 50th day, Taka, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Chutz Laaretz, Nebuchadnezzar's Chutz Laaretz, we keep also the day that they receive the Torah. But that's not what it's about. Maybe that reflects the mindset of Chutz Laaretz, that you need to achieve some results. He says, no, Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the real Shavuos has nothing to do with that. It's actually about preparing yourself for Matan Torah. We've got a few days left. And remember, he's the Be'er Heitev in Reishim Tov Tzadi Dalad. He actually, on this Marashah, he says, the whole different pshat of Hilav Hayoma. It says, Elav Hayoma, which is a famous Gemara, Kama Yosefik of a Shukim. If not for this day, how many other people are in this day? How many other people would be like this? He says, not Elav Hayoma of this man, Matan Torah Seinu. It's not the Elav Hayoma of just receiving Torah. Torah lo nitlo b'Yerusha. It's not about receiving the Torah. It's about Elav Hayoma, if not for that day of the Hachoma, of all the effort that I put in into becoming Rav Yosef, if not for that day, Kama Yosefik of a Shukim. So as we prepare these last few days before Matan Torah, this is perhaps the Marashah is perhaps the thing that we need to take home with us and prepare for us, is that actually the whole idea of Shavuos is not reaching the bottom line. The whole idea of Zman Matan Torah Seinu is not actually knowing whether it was the first day or the second day. It's actually about the preparation for that time. And with the right hachana, we'll be zeicha to true Matan Torah Be'ezer Hashem this year. Here we are.